Just recently here in San Francisco, we had the chairwoman of the FTC come out and speak to a group of entrepreneurs and startup folk. And her message was very simple, which is we understand that the startup culture is pushing product to market as fast as possible. We understand that the spirit of the startup, especially in Silicon Valley, is sort of the spirit of the tinker, the spirit of the maker, someone who just puts something together really quickly to solve a problem and then gets it out to market. But her message was, it's not enough just to make something that works anymore. You need to start considering security. And one of the biggest points that she made in the briefing that she released to everybody was, if your software development people aren't thinking security first, they're doing everyone a disservice, especially in a world in which everything is connected to everything else. Which sounds good. In a presentation, that sounds fantastic. That's a talking point. But how do you do that when you teach? When you're teaching someone at one of these boot camps, and they're going to be, after their 12 weeks, they're going to be jumping into maybe one of these startups, how do you push into them that desire for security in the planning stage, not something that's just slapped on at the end?
Right. So, and it's funny because we just started a group. They're in their second week now. And the first week, one of the guys asked me, hey, Sarah, what about security? And we tell him, for the juniors, we want you to be aware of security. Be aware of the ways that are out there that people can get in. But understand that our mid and senior levels are the ones who typically are there to guide you on that. And then we talk about the OWASP top 10 vulnerabilities. So if you're doing anything with web development, if you don't know about the OWASP vulnerability list, you need to know about that. It tells you exactly how people are hacking into some of these sites. And so you have to get into that a little bit. You have to get into the cryptography side a little bit as well and understand what's going on. For the love of all that's good, do not use MD5 to encrypt your passwords. Don't leave old users with MD5 passwords. Upgrade the new users with the new password scheme and leave the old ones there. Come on, Ashley Madison, hello. Not nice. But people need to realize that there are things like Ashley Madison, there are things like other different websites that have been hacked, credit card breaches, like that. But it's not just a software anymore. We have to remember that there was an article that came out fairly recently from Wired where guys were in a car and their car got hacked. So, I mean, nowadays, anything can get hacked. It's a matter of thinking, okay, where are the weaknesses? Where can people get into my app that they probably shouldn't? And then fix it. And there are ways to test it. There are also people like ethical hackers. Those guys, I think you'd want more for testing because they know how to break things very well.
Yeah, we actually had a chance to speak with them at DEF CON Black Hat. So, yeah, that very interesting. In fact, I think we're going to have them on one of our shows very soon. So we'll ask them all about that.